What can we learn from Deflategate? Even if you aren't a football fan, you probably remember when Deflategate hit the papers. The Patriots and its quarterback Tom Brady were accused of letting air out of footballs used in their championship game with the Colts. Headline writers went wild. Bad puns were everywhere. The NFL ordered an investigation. Lawyers and experts studied how game day use and the weather changed ball pressure. They tested how fast someone could use a pump needle to partially deflate footballs in a bag. They reviewed equipment, security footage, text messages, call logs, and emails, and they interviewed 66 employees of the Patriots and the NFL. The results? The investigators found that it was more probable than not that Brady had been, quote, at least generally aware of the inappropriate activities, unquote. The NFL sent disciplinary letters to Brady and the Patriots owner. It imposed strong sanctions, pointing to repeat offenses and Brady's failure to cooperate with the investigation. The punishment? Brady had to sit out for 4 games. The quarterback appealed. A hearing was held in front of an arbitrator. Brady, he found, had participated in a scheme to tamper with the game balls. He also had his cell phone destroyed, obstructing the investigation. Brady was suspended. Things looked bad, but in the end, Patriots fans could breathe a sigh of relief. On September 3, 2015, a federal trial judge vacated Brady's suspension. He was free to play. Why? It had nothing to do with the facts, which by law the judge had to accept as the arbitrator had found them. It had to do instead with whether Brady got fair play. It was about procedural justice. According to the judge, Brady had no access to the information used to investigate and sanction him. Not only that, but Brady did not know ahead of time either the crime or the punishment. He did not know that general awareness of another person's misconduct could be sanctioned, nor did he know, according to the judge, that he could be suspended. That was the punishment for steroid use, and most everything else led to fines. There was no notice, the court said. So the arbitrator, quote, dispensed his own brand of industrial justice, unquote. The last thing Brady complained about is that the arbitrator wore two hats. Hat one, Goodell was the self-appointed arbitrator who acted like a judge in a court case, weighing the facts and deciding the outcome. Hat two, Goodell is the commissioner of the NFL. Before all of the lawyers and fans in town write me letters, let me say that some things about this dispute are unusual. It is tangled up with labor law and the players' collective bargaining agreement, and for the fans, I'm not taking sides. But dispute resolution outside of courts is widespread, and what happened when Deflategate hit federal court is a reminder that notice and access to information and a fair decision maker are all things to care about, no matter where a dispute is resolved. This is Verity Winship.